organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
And we welcome you back to the program. Hey, how about this? We're wrapping up another week live on the show as we continue on with more Bucket Strategy Investing, bringing you the best in money information and the best in money strategies. Professor Rick Plum, certified financial planner. He's here with me. I'm Johnny Dean from Lucia Capital Group. This is our brain trust, as they're known all across the globe. We'll get started with a discussion this hour on these structured notes that you've heard us talk about from time to time. Now, you could be aware that there are certain investments that may act as a kind of, I don't know, stock or bond alternative, perhaps even certain annuity alternatives. These are products that are structured to lose less with the potential to get more on the upside. So how does that work? If you're willing to accept a bit more risk on the downside, there's potential to have a better risk-adjusted return. So we're going to tell you what these products are. We're going to tell you how they may or may not, in some cases, work for you. And that's coming up here with Professor Rick Plum. Now, if you have any money issues that need to be taken care of right now, you just give us a call, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Lines are open at the start of the show, 877-752-6637. You can also email us here in the studio, wealthed.com. You look for the Find Your Answer link near the upper part of the page. Type in your question and send it to us. We'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind. Professor Rick Plum is here, going to make good use out of him, so we're going to get things going right now. Remember, if you want to talk to any Brain Trust advisor about your portfolio, if you need the advice, the experience of the Brain Trust, you give them a call at Lucia Capital Group. They have an off-air number, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. Your Buckets plan should be tailored to meet your specific goals. No two plans are alike. No piece of advice is ever right for every single person, and that's why we do what we do on this show. The number, once again, at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. Off the air. On the air, the important number right now, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. We're going to be talking about these structured notes here. And I should say this, Professor Plum, just right off the bat, so that everybody knows. And if you're watching on TV, you got to read everything. No, you don't. Structured notes, equity index annuities, and variable annuities discussed are considered complex investment products, all right? They contain unique features, risks, terms, conditions, fees, charges, and expenses. That's all I got to say about it. That's not bad.
It was quicker than many of the disclosures we've had to go through.
Well, it really is. And the reason we do that is because right off the bat, what we should say about these particular structured products that we're talking about has to, they are in the variable annuity chassis, correct?
They are, and there is risk. So they are not a guaranteed product. And the idea with these types of products is to kind of sit between the full risk of the market, but the full guarantees of a fixed annuity, index annuity, or like a CD or something. So it's somewhere in the middle. You're not taking on the entire risk of the market. You're also not going to receive the entire upside of the market. But unlike a fixed annuity, which has no downside risk, fixed index annuity, which has no downside risk and has fairly moderate caps in the 4 and 4.5, 5% range right now, the buffered chassis contracts, these capital structured capital products, have some downside protection, although potentially buffered, as they call it, limited to some degree, and have higher caps. So if usually the caps are, right now, they're probably double what an index annuity would be, mm-hmm. from what I have seen. So you have better upside protection, but anytime you take on more potential return, you're taking on some amount of risk, measured risk for some people. Some people, any amount of risk is unacceptable. But for a lot of people, especially now, a lot of people ask the question, is now a good time to get in the market? You know, should I be worried about the market? Well, you're always worried about the market if it's a shorter time horizon. But some people don't like the idea of the market risk, even if they have a longer term time horizon. So how these particular products fit into a portfolio depends on the risk temperament of the individual.
Yeah.
Now, for a 20-year-old, no, they're not appropriate. For people in their 40s, late 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond, yeah, they can make a lot of sense for a portion of a portfolio.
Yeah, and the reason they're not appropriate for somebody who's, say, 20 years old, mainly is because of the time horizon that the 20-year-old has. They have, you know, they can have 40 years, 45.
And it's also an annuity, which makes it very difficult to get to the earnings if you're buying it personally.
For a long time.
Right.
For a long time.
If you've got a younger person, first off, they're less worried about the market cratering because they don't have a whole lot in the market. They don't have a whole lot to risk, right? I mean, you got a 25, 30-year-old who's just starting off. They may have 10, 15, 20,000 in their 401k, even 50,000 in their 401k. If the market corrects by 50%, okay, they go down to 25, but they're continuing to buy in. So they've got what they have at risk isn't as much as somebody who may be in their 50s and 60s, half a million, $1 million in their 401ks, and if that corrects 50%, that's a huge, devastating drop, and you don't have the time to recover.
And that's true.
The 25-year-old does.
That's it. The 25-year-old has the time. They've got the less money at risk, and they got the time to recover. Completely the opposite for somebody who's in, say, their 50s.
Getting closer to retirement, in retirement.
Now,
and so they can make some sense.
Yeah, now there are people who say, okay, you know, I want to be protected completely on the downside. So I don't want any risk. I don't care what the market, I want to be able to not care what the market does. So what I do is I'll put my money in, say, a CD.
Okay.
Or I'm going to put it inside of a money market account.
Right.
Or I'm going to get some type of,
so
perhaps,
you're protected from losing actual physical dollars, but you're also protected from making anything.
Right, exactly. So there's a trade-off. You say there's a floor, but the ceiling on what I can make is pretty low.
Very
now,
low.
Especially, the ceiling is way down there. So that's the kind of person who says, I don't care what I make. I don't really care about the upside.
I'm more concerned with losing any amount of money. I was talking with a very nice lady the other day who has a very nice portfolio, and she actually doesn't need any of the money. She's retired. She's got income from other sources. And she doesn't live that lavish of a lifestyle, but she's got this money. She could actually spend more money, but she's just cannot accept any negative movement in the portfolio. Even money she's not going to be able to, she's not going to be able to spend the way she does things in her lifetime. She just can't handle losing money. So anything that has risk at all is unacceptable to her. And so she should not be dealing with anything that has that risk.
Downside risk, we should say.
Downside risk. It doesn't allow her to sleep at night. She worries about it during the day. And that's her prerogative. If that's the way she feels, it's the way she feels. So she is staying with more of the fixed annuity, CD, fixed index annuity contract area. And so anything that has any risk isn't acceptable.
Right, so that would mean that even if the market went cratered 30%, 40%, they're still guaranteed.
The principal.
The principal is guaranteed there at zero. They're not going to lose money, in other words.
Whether it's a guarantee from an FDIC-insured bank account or there's a guarantee from a very strong insurance company, there's some entity standing behind the principal.
Now, I started with CDs and, say, money markets. Then you also mentioned some type of fixed annuity products. And that would be more for somebody who says, yeah, you know,
I don't like risk, don't like 0.2% returns.
Right. So is there any way I can stop the risk at zero, the principal risk at zero, but perhaps get something better? And that's where that fixed product comes in.
Right. So a fixed annuity has an interest rate. Now, the interest rate in many cases can be locked in for a period of years. Fixed annuities, you don't buy instead of a one-year CD. They usually take a 3 to 5 year time horizon to be able to work as well or better than a CD. But once you have money that you don't need to touch for 3 or 5 years, or you don't need more than 10% of the money a year, you can go out and use a 3, 5, 6, 7 year CD, or excuse me, a fixed guaranteed annuity, where the surrender charge goes away in a specific period of time, and the interest rate is guaranteed for that same specific period of time, kind of like a 2-3-4 year CD. You got a substantial penalty in most of them for early withdrawal. Same thing with an annuity, more substantial though. You've got an interest rate guaranteed for that period of time. Same thing with the fixed CD style annuity. Mm-hmm. Now, some annuities show a big first year return, but then every subsequent year is probably going to be fairly dismal while they have the surrender charge in place. So you have to look at and understand what you're buying in those areas. But from what we've been noticing, the fixed annuity area, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 year time horizon, tends to be a little bit higher than a CD. So you have the ability, as long as you have that 3, 4, 5 year period of time, yeah, that's a little bit. I mean, we're not talking about huge leaps and bounds of returns. We're talking about 2.5%-ish in that area, depending upon how far out you go. That'd be more in the 5 year range. 3 years are still down in the 1.6, 1.7.
But that's still better than the 0.05 you might get, or 0.09 if you go online and search. It's still a little bit better than that. Now,
if you want something better than that, what you're going to do, but you still want guarantees, the next step up the ladder is a fixed indexed annuity. Now, what you give up on the fixed index annuity is the guaranteed return. The principal is still guaranteed, but the return is not known in advance. It's determined at the end of each year, and you're expecting to get a better rate of return, maybe 3.5%, maybe 4%,
but you
on
could
that
get
4
zero.
Or 5 year period of time. But if the market is zero for all the next mm-hmm. 4 years, which is, I think, unlikely, but I can't say it's impossible, you wouldn't get anything.
Right. Now, it used to be the next step up was somebody who just
was
completely exposed to all the market. Take all 100% of the downside, but you also get 100% of the upside. Well, what if you added something in between that, perhaps? That's what we're going to be talking about when we come back. Now, if you have questions on this or anything else, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, your money questions answered right here on Buckets Strategy Investing with the Brain Trust when we come back.
Lucia Capital Group advisors talk to people every day about their greatest financial fears. Some worry about a repeat of 2008.
I am concerned about another market crash.
Some worry about what will happen if they live to 2048.
I think outliving our money. I know that a lot of people are living longer.
Whether you're worried about a repeat of 2008 or preparing if you live until 2048, make this the year you focus on getting a retirement income strategy that can potentially prepare you for retirement risks such as market volatility or longevity risk.
If you think you need a new strategy for the new year and many years into the future, schedule a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor now. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, and learn more online at the site dedicated to wealth education, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
If you've recently left a job or retired, you may have left behind a 401k that you haven't thought about in years. How do you know if that account is still right for your retirement goals? How do you know if the fees are fair? How do you know what an IRA may offer that your old 401k may not? The retirement planning strategist at Lucia Capital Group help you get answers and guidance for your retirement plan. Schedule a rollover review and learn what options may be available for rolling over your 401k. You don't have to make your most important financial decisions through websites and calculators. You can work hand in hand with a Lucia Capital Group advisor who can explain the process to you personally and handle all the paperwork for you. Call for a personalized rollover review. 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get 20% off more than 50 varieties of North American and European laminate, like gorgeous Alpine Oak. We've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Wide plank solid antique oak is an amazing $199. Solid hickory is just $299. And get beautiful Bellawood $1 off a square foot. Plus, more deals from 69 cents and special financing. For the best deals in over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Hi, I'm I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3719. That's 1-800-352-3719.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
That's the program. Johnny Dean, host, Professor Rick Plum, co-host, answering your money questions. The Brain Trust standing by to talk to you about your money. Any aspect of money is absolutely fine with us. We will handle every question. We do so here on the show. We do so through phone calls and emails and in person. Coming up next, in fact, this is coming up tomorrow. Professor Rick Plum is headed to Santa Clara, California, live in person. Talk to the folks in Santa Clara, up and around the Bay Area of San Francisco. Anybody within 100 miles, I've changed it to 100 miles. So if you're out on Alcatraz, I'm kidding. I don't think anybody's there now. But join the Brain Trust in Santa Clara at the Marriott, Saturday, April 30th, tomorrow, 9 o'clock in the morning. Learn all about retirement income strategies from Professor Plum and John Ellis, the local advisor. Oh, also, get your money questions answered. Bring your money questions. Say, here's the issue I've got, and they'll answer it for you right there at the show and after the show, however you want to do it. Now, you sign up. It's all free. You go to our website, wealthed.com, W-E-A-L-T-H, wealthed.com. It's, as I said, it's free. Just say how many people are coming. We'll set out a couple of chairs for you, and that's all you got to do. You got to show up, too. 9 o'clock in the morning. Tomorrow, Santa Clara, California. We'll remind you as the day goes on. Okay, 877-PLANNER. Speaking of which, we will get back to this discussion on structured products in just a moment or two, but I have a couple of calls to take. 877-PLANNER. And speaking of Santa Clara, we head next to Santa Clara. Remy is on the line. Hi, Remy.
Hi. Ravi. Can I ask a question?
Sure, go right ahead. What's up?
So basically, right, my employer has changed the 401k plan from one organization to another organization. So they were asked me to roll over to a new 401k or an IRA.
Okay.
Okay. What is the best option for me? What is the advantage?
Well, the advantage of rolling this, so they've changed providers. They're giving you the option either move it to the new 401k provider, or we're going to let you at this one time, even though you're still working with the company, we're going to let you roll it to an IRA. It's a special provision that allows that to happen. So the rolling it to the new 401k, now you have it all in one place and you can manage it. You know, you're putting your new money there. So it's some people like having it all in one place. Rolling it to an IRA gives you more investment opportunity, more investment options, but you now have multiple accounts. Some people don't like multiple accounts. They want to keep it all in the one 401k. Other people like having the investment flexibility to do other things with it than just what the 401k allows, so they roll it to the IRA.
So IRA, I can go any other financial firm or?
Yes.
So when I roll over to IRA, can I go it to any third-party financial services or should I go to the preferred one which is suggested by employer?
Well, the advantage of the IRA is that you can have more flexibility and go anywhere you want. So if you're just going to go to the preferred one, which is probably the same company as the new 401k, might as well just go to the 401k. Now, the only advantage the 401k is going to offer and you sound much younger than this, but if you wanted to retire in the year you turn 55 or older, but not 59 and a half, you can potentially access the money in the 401k without a penalty if you terminate employment in 55 or older, where you can't touch the money in an IRA without some kind of structured payment until 59 and a half. So there's a slight advantage to the flexibility of the 401k for distributions if you are going to retire in that 4.5 year window, that 5 year window from the age 55 to 59 and a half.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Ravi, thank you very much for the call. That's one of the rules we talked about a little bit earlier in the week, the fact that you can do that. And I think I've asked you this before, but I can't recall. It doesn't seem to me that that has been around a real long time, but maybe it
has. Age 55?
Yeah, the 55.
It's been around as long as
okay, well, then that's why I qualified it with that, because there was something, or maybe I hadn't heard about it until like the late 1990s.
I mean, I remember, I think I've told you the story about the guy, the banker I met, but that was back in the 90s that wouldn't believe me.
Yes, that where he said,
we were in a big corporate tent with a lot of different vendors and different people. And this guy was basically bragging that he was ready to retire. He was just working so that he could get to 59 and a half. And I asked him how old he was. He was 56.
He had a couple mil or something.
Yeah. He said, why don't you retire now? He goes, well, I can't get to the money in the 401k, and I don't want to do 72T. And I'm like, yeah, you can. And this was in the late 90s.
Oh, okay. So, all right. Well, whatever.
And he wouldn't believe me because at that time I was a young little punk.
Now you're just the old punk, and that's perfectly fine.
Never grow up.
877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. I've got some room on the phones if you want to talk. 877-752-6637. Okay, now, before the calls, I had talked before the break, too, about you have some people who don't care about the risk of the market.
Right.
They'll take all the downside. They'll take 100% of the upside.
They want it all.
They want it all. And so they've got their money in equities and stocks, and those are usually people who've got a decent amount of time. They don't really care. There are the other people who want to be protected 100% on the downside, don't care about the upside. I don't care if it's 0.5% I'm getting on the upside, doesn't matter.
Losing money just freaks them out.
Exactly. Losing principal. Now, others have said, I wouldn't mind being protected on the downside, but that 0.5% does not appeal.
Right. And so how far out on the steps of return and,
yes.
You know, and what are you giving up? So what they've done is they've gone out and they've created these products now, structured notes. Structured notes have been around for a little while. But when they're marketed to the individuals, I've known about them for probably 8 to 10 years or more, but the pricing just wasn't all that good. And the pricing showed up in the upside potential or the downside potential protection. And so they're okay, but they weren't great. And so what insurance companies have done is they've gone out with the ability to do their pricing power, where they're pooling millions of dollars rather than trying to market it at $5,000 and $10,000 increments.
Let me ask you this though, because I know this is a question that people have. When you say they weren't priced very well, what does that mean? Because people say, well, an investment's an investment. Don't I just put the money in and there are no fees on this kind of thing and all that, or what?
Well, there weren't any fees, but the fees are baked into it. I mean,
just
like a CD. What are the fees on a CD? The bank, you don't think they're making any money? And the reason that they're issuing the rates they are is because they have a certain profit margin they have to make over and above what they're paying you. So that's where the pricing comes in. What I was looking at was the risk potential versus the return potential on these older structure notes. And they were okay, but there was still a relative amount. I wasn't getting paid very much for the risk I was taking. And so in many cases, if I was going to take that much risk anyway, I wanted more upside. And so what they've done lately is with the insurance companies is the insurance companies got involved, and now they're dealing with buying large blocks of these types of issues. And so the pricing, quantity discount type stuff,
sure.
Efficiencies of scale, and they can go in and get better pricing. And that shows up in better upside potential than we used to be able to get. Now, a structured capital product is where you do have movement of your potential principal. You are investing in something that is going to be, you're going to be rewarded based on the movement of an index or a movement of some block of stock. Generally, we're dealing with indexes when we're talking about the newer products out there. But it can be lots of different indexes. It can be an interest rate index. It can be S&P, Dow Jones, EFA, all the Russell 2000, energy
index. It could
be a LIBOR.
It could be
there's lots of different ones out there. And so you can kind of pick and choose which ones you want to use. But they're looking at saying if the index is positive over the measuring period, it's kind of like an index annuity in that respect, in that you get up to the cap, but the caps are a lot higher. Between the index annuity is the index annuity has a guarantee of principal. And we'll tell you where the guarantee falls short on these newer products.
Exactly. So once again, your cap is raised from an index annuity, so you get to participate in a little bit more of the upside of the market. But what does that mean? You got to give up something on the downside. Perhaps. We'll tell you what we mean by this. Interesting stuff. If you have questions, we've got answers. 877-PLANNER. PLANNER, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, the Brain Trust from Lucia Capital Group. Coming right back.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes and retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take a spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483, 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Going on now at Guitar Center, it's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Strike a chord with Martin Acoustic Strings, buy one, get one free. Pursue your tone with an Epiphone electric or acoustic guitar, your choice just $99. Or plug it and play with instrument or mic cables, buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in-store and online.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy, so mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, talking to you about your money and money strategies, and a little discussion on some of the products that we've seen with regard to certain guarantees. Now, before the break, by the way, some lines open, 877-PLA-NNER. We'll also get to some emails. Now, before the break, we were talking a little bit about people who wanted complete protection on the downside, but they don't like the cap on the upside.
Right.
Even on the fixed annuity product.
Even on the index annuity product. Well, they're just not that exciting right now.
They're not that exciting. And the thing about the index annuity is that there is no guarantee as there is, say, on the fixed
annuity. There's no guarantee of return.
Right, so what I mean. You know on, say, the fixed annuity that you're going to get X percent over 5 years.
It won't be higher. It won't be lower. It'll be that number.
Right.
When now, you buy the multi-year contracts.
You want to go a little bit higher to the index annuity, a little bit higher potential. You can get something higher. But if the index that it tracks does not perform, you won't get as much interest. And you hope over the course of 5 years, 7 years, that you get something greater.
I mean, historically, over a 5-7 year period of time, you should have 4 or 5 out of 7 up years where you get some interest rate, and the average of all those compared to a fixed annuity should be a little bit better.
What sort of caps do you see on those index annuities?
Index annuities in the 4-4.5% range.
Okay,
right now.
Now there are some who say 4.5. Yeah, but boy,
that's not every year you're going to get.
I get it. But let's say right now, and somebody is looking at it right now, and they said 4.5, that's okay. But doggone it, you know what if the market somehow goes up 15%?
It did in 2013. I mean, when the market went up, you know, 20 plus, close to 30%, and people, you got 4.
Yeah, you got 4. Now, it was guaranteed not to go below zero, but you watched as people who took the entire risk of the market got all that. So, now, you still don't want to participate in the entire downside. You're willing to give something up on the upside. You mentioned this thing, these structured products.
Right. So, now, you know, basically putting your big toe into the water. You're easing into the risk pool, so to speak. If you're willing to accept a little bit of risk. Now, how do you accept risk? In these buffered products, the first X amount of downturn doesn't affect you. So they're still looking at an index. Let's just use the S&P 500 for comparison's sake here. What they're doing is they're looking at the index over a certain measuring period of time, 1 year, 3 year, 5 year. I've seen different, you know, different lengths, but let's just talk about the 1 year. So what they're doing is they're looking at the 1 year rate at the start of your period, and they're looking at it at the end of the period. What happens in the middle doesn't really matter. But they're looking at where did it start, where did it end. If it's down over that year period of time, if it was an index, fixed index annuity, you wouldn't lose any money. But with a buffered product, they're looking at how much is it down. And there's different buffering amounts, 10, 20, 25, 30. So what they're doing is that 10% number is what you do not experience.
Let's say for an example, I got a 10%. All right, let's make this concrete here.
That means that if over the measuring period, the particular index that you're dealing with is down 10% or less, you don't lose anything. Now, you didn't make any money for that year either because the index was not positive in this example, but it was down less than the buffer amount, so you don't lose anything. On the other hand, let's say you have a 10% buffer and the index over that measuring period was down 12%. If you'd been in the index or an index investment altogether, you would have lost 12, but in one of these buffered products, you lose 2, the amount over the buffer. So now, if the index is down 50, and you have a 10% buffer, you're still down 40. You just don't, you don't experience the first 10% downturn. Now, buffers, as I mentioned, can be in 10, 20, 25, 30%, 15% ranges. And the more downside protection you get, the less upside potential you receive on when the markets are positive. So on that downside protection, the last time I looked at this was about a week or two ago, the cap on the upside, instead of being 4 or 5 like an index annuity, is generally about double that, 9 or 10, maybe a little more, depending upon which company you're looking at. So 9, 10, 11, 12, somewhere in there. So if the market's up over that measuring period, 8, you get 8, because your cap is, in this example, 12. If it's up 15, well, you only get the 12. But having that upside potential, now there's some actual reward for the potential risk. But there is some potential risk to principal if we have a very large decline in the market. And over the measuring period, it doesn't recover back to less than a 10% downturn.
All right, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. If you've got questions on any of this, we can ask answer them for you. All right, so let's say I have one of these. Now, I've got a 10%, what they call the 10% buffer. Okay, and let's say I'm tracking the S&P 500, and I start, I don't know, pick one. Let's say April 1st to April 1st is my one-year period.
Okay.
So S&P during that period, let's say during after 1 year, they look at it and they say, oh, the S&P was down 5%. What am I down?
Nothing.
Zero. Okay. Let's say it was down, instead of 5, it was down 9%. What am I down?
Nothing.
I'm at zero. Let's say it was down 11%.
Now you're down 1%.
Everyone else is down 11, but I'm only down 1.
Anybody who had invested in the actual index fund, index ETF, index whatever, would have experienced the entire downside.
I am down, instead of 11, I'm down
1. So 1%. If you started with $100,000, you're at $99,000.
Right, exactly. To me, it's almost like a 10% gain. I'm not saying it is. But to me, it's being down only 1 when I could have been down 11.
But the key is on the next year. The starting point for the second measuring period is the ending point of the first measuring period.
Right, exactly.
So if we're down a lot, then that's our starting point, so we have a much more likely occurrence of getting some positive results the next year.
And even if you don't, you're still in this for 4 or 5 years. So now let's say the market, I have, what do I have, what kind of a cap do I have on this?
Probably 12.
Okay, so I have
a 12. Make it 10. Just
make it
an easy 10.
Okay, let's make it a 10, right. So now I've been down twice, all right? I was down, you know, 5 the first year, and I was down 8 the second year. But I'm still at zero.
Right.
I don't mean I.
The
index was down.
The index was down. So
right, exactly. So I'm at zero because, you want to get the calculator out?
I got the calculator.
Okay, all right. So I'll start with $100,000. You want to start?
Yep, and then you were down, the market was down, the index was down 5% the first year, down 8% the second year. If you were an investor in some kind of a true market index.
Right, where I experience all the down and the upside.
Not including the fees that were in there, which aren't very much in the index ETFs and things. You've got 87,400.
87,400. But I, since I'm protected on the buffered on the downside, by 10%, I'm still at $100,000 because that's the guarantee that the insurance company has put in.
Right.
I'm not down to 87,000. My account's still at 100. Now, the next year, let's say the market goes up. I have a 10% cap. Let's say that the market goes up 10%. What am I up?
Well, if you're up, if you have a 10% cap on the upside and the market's up 10 or better, you're up 10%.
I'm up 10%.
So your 100,000 turns into 110.
All right, instead of 10, let's say the market went out, had a nice year, recovery after 2 years of down. Let's say the market's up 21%. What am I up?
10%.
Right. So I don't experience all the high, but I was protected on the downside. Now, after 3 years, the person who was exposed to the entire market, actually, after the 2 years, they were down to $84,000.
87 and change.
Or 80? Was it 87?
87,400.
87,400. Okay. I was still at 100. Now, we had
a 25% year.
We had a 25% year.
That person has recovered back up to 109,250.
109,250.
Still less than where you're at.
I'm still higher than that.
Yeah. And that's where people like these types of products. Because you've mentioned it many times, in many cases, it's better to keep from losing. Because you don't have as far to recover.
Right.
And so while there are caps on the upside, the only time you're really going to get significantly hurt by the caps is if you have a huge year followed by a huge year followed by a huge year followed by a huge year with no downturns in the way.
Well, then you bought downside protection when there was no downside, and that's
right.
The chance that you take.
But you are buying some downside protection. You're giving up the ultimate top end of the markets to make sure that you don't experience at least the first downside of the market.
Okay, let's go back to
these are structured in annuity contracts, so there is a penalty for getting out of them too soon. If I wanted out of it after the first year, there is a surrender charge schedule, anywhere from 3 to 6 years that I've seen on many of these contracts. But you are also investing in something where there could be a downturn, and you need 3 or 4 or 5 years to be able to get those potential averages back up into positive territory.
Okay, one more thing. Let's go back to your 87,400 person, okay? For the last 2 years, it's been down. The person who is exposed completely to the market's upside and downside has 87,400. I'm still at 100. The market does a more, let's just say the market goes up 9%.
Okay.
I'm up 9% because it's underneath my cap.
Right, you're up to 109.
I'm up to 109,000.
In this hypothetical example.
Our person who is exposed to all the upside and downside of the market, they were at 87,000. What are they at now?
95.3.
So they're at 95.3. I'm at 109,000.
Right, which would be expected in a pure market environment because
right.
There's risk there.
Exactly.
More risk.
And so you can really see with this illustration, I think,
now,
how the downside protection helps.
Now, I mentioned a couple different types of people when we were talking earlier. Somebody who's very conservative, that this may be something that they could use for their longer-term growth area because they're very conservative. They don't want to see huge declines in their portfolio, but this gives them a little on the upside. On the other side, there's people that are more aggressive, but maybe they have some need for shorter time horizons, 5, 6, 7 year time horizons. This can fit very well for those more aggressive people that in the shorter time horizons, 5, 6, 7 years, be able to help them not have to worry about the real big downturns in the market.
There's structured products. What the actual
structured capital?
Structured capital. If you need some more information on that, you can give us a call. It can be for some people a very nice bucket two type of asset. Okay. 877-PLANNER. We got to take a break. 877-PLANNER. It is Bucket Strategy Investing.
We believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get 20% off more than 50 varieties of North American and European laminate, like gorgeous Alpine Oak. We've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Wide plank solid antique oak is an amazing $199. Solid hickory is just $299. And get beautiful Bellawood $1 off a square foot. Plus, more deals from 69 cents and special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Hey, Mom. I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Marie. 877-PLANNER, our number, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. It is Pocket Strategy Investing. We've got another hour just ahead, so keep it tuned right here for more of the best in money information. 877-752-6637, PLANNER. That spells out, and you can get in touch with us that way. Before we get to Melissa, hang on one second. A couple of things. First, I want to remind everybody that Professor Plum will be in Santa Clara, California, tomorrow with John Ellis, the local advisor, talking to everybody about their retirement strategies, offering some potential solutions to your retirement income challenges. That's the Wealth Education Workshops brought to you by Lucia Capital Group this Saturday, April 30th, tomorrow, 9 o'clock in the morning at the Marriott, right?
Yes.
Correct.
Santa Clara Marriott.
Join the Brain Trust. Go to wealthed.com, our website. You can just call us right here, too, either one. Wealthed.com. It's all free. It's at the Live Events tab. Sign up. Just say, I'm coming, and I'm bringing whoever, or I'm coming by myself, and we will set out a spot for you. Once again, Santa Clara. That happens tomorrow. I'll remind you again next hour. Sign up at wealthed.com. All right, now, second thing before we get back to our calls.
Well, we've been talking about these different structured capital products, and I mentioned that now that the annuities are involved, they tend to have a little bit better pricing. But a lot of people, as soon as they hear the annuity word, they shut down. And one of the biggest complaints, and the reason many people shut down, is because annuities are expensive. Well, in the contracts that I've seen where these structured products are available, there are no fees. Zero, not a zilch. Fixed index annuities without any, riders on them do not have fees. It's just you have to understand what you're buying, and you do want to know what the fees are. But luckily, with these particular types of products, even though it's a variable annuity chassis, it doesn't have a fee involved. If you use any of the other investment options within the variable annuity, then the fees come back in. And so when we're looking at these from an investment standpoint, it is what it is. There are no fees that take away from your return on them.
That's important thing to know. An important thing to know, because there, as you just said, there are people who will say, "Well, wait a minute, you said the A word. I don't want anything to do with that because
they're too expensive. Can't have it."
Well, which is true for certain variable annuity products. No. In fact, it's quite high for what you get.
Well, for a pure accumulation variable annuity, yeah, the fees I don't care for.
No, don't care for. In fact, you don't like you don't like that as an investment.
No, I mean, unless you have a rider on it that then is worth the fee,
right.
But that's
yes,
something else.
Exactly.
That's a whole different game.
877-PLANNER. We got a couple of lines open, just one, in fact. Melissa is up next. Thanks for hanging on, Melissa. How can we help you today?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question. I'm 48 years old. I have a Roth IRA that has some money in it that was a contribution from years ago and some that was a conversion from 2010. And I also have an I-401k, and I want to know if there's, I'm looking at buying an investment property, and I wanted to see if I could pull some cash out of the Roth IRA and somehow avoid the penalty and taxes.
Actually, yes. The amount of money. Now, have you made any withdrawals from your Roth IRA ever?
Have I ever? No.
Okay, so you have an amount that you contributed to it over the years. You can take that amount of money out with no penalty, no tax. You've already, the contribution went in, it was after-tax money. And because it's a contribution, you can withdraw that money out. That's the first thing that would come out of the Roth IRA. Then you said you did a conversion in 2010. Have you done any conversions since 2010?
No.
So you can pull out all the contributions that you've made to it. You can pull out the entire principal that you converted back in 2010 because it's more than 5 tax years old. You made the conversion in 2010. So after 5 tax years, 2014 would have been the last one, you can withdraw the amount equal to the amount that you paid taxes on when you converted it back in 2010, or amount that you converted in 2010. So you have two potential sources of money, the contributions and the converted principal. The earnings have to stay. The earnings would be taxable if you took them out. The earnings would be penalized if you took them out.
Okay.
Now,
All right, well, that's good news. And as far as record keeping for that?
To get the IRS off your back for all of this, you're going to want to file a form that says, this is where the money's coming from, stay away from me, go away, form 8606, and that'll tell the IRS that you've done your accounting and it should match what they have, and so it won't be taxable or penalized.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Melissa. Glad we could give you some good news. It's kind of one of the nice things about Roth. There's an ordering rule that comes out, and that's exactly what Professor Plum was talking about. All right, now I got to get to one. We'll get to one more here before the top of the hour, if we can squeeze in. Dennis in Dublin, California. Dennis, thanks for calling. How can we help you?
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Good.
Okay. I'm going to try to go ahead and condense it down here really quick. My wife and I, myself, I am sort of forced retirement disability. My wife, she's still working. And myself, I still am able to work, and I work part-time. So we do have as far as income still coming in. But my question is related to IRAs.
Okay.
We have 2 IRAs and a 401k. And the question leading up to this is that the 401k is what my wife established when she left her previous company with her pension, and she put the money, part of it, into a 401k so she could have 59 and a half, and she has been pulling a little bit of money out of there. She went and put the other monies that she had from the pension into a traditional IRA, and that was with Morgan Stanley. And myself, I have some monies that I have in a IRA with Vanguard, both traditional and Roth. My question is that the monies that she has, which is the largest chunk of money, $600,000, I'm just going to round it up, $600,000, my concern being is that at what point, we're both 60, and I know at 70, 70 and a half, you have that RMD, but pay taxes now, pay taxes later, should it be set up where I should start looking into this as far as having the CFP where he starts to move money from the traditional?
Right.
Into the Roth,
into
baby.
A Roth.
No, conversions would make a lot of sense. So what you have to do is basically look at what your income looks like today, calculate what the taxes are going to be on a conversion, and know how much you can. You would definitely not do all $600,000, but you could start doing pieces of it if you can stay in a certain tax bracket. But you're going to look at what is your taxable income today, and then what does your taxable income look like when you ultimately both stop working, and now you're getting either pensions or Social Security and other things, and a distribution from the IRA. What is the taxable event? Are you in a better tax situation today, at least on some of the money, than you will be when you retire? If so, it's time to start doing some conversions. if with all your personal, your continued part-time work, your wife's career and everything, if you're in a higher tax bracket today than you'll be in retirement ultimately, even with $600,000+ in deferred accounts, then I'd wait, and I wouldn't do conversions. I'd wait until I get to retirement.
Yeah, so Dennis,
looking today, we're looking in the future.
I want you to hold on for just 60 seconds if you can, because we'll talk to you more about this during the top of the hour news. If you can hang on, just like I said, 1 minute, because we'll clarify this and take any other questions you have. If you need the brain trust off the air, you can call them at 800-644-1150. We're coming back with more right after this.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.